Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Day by Day, a radio show designed to address daily life issues, as well as covering informational, educational, yet inspirational topics that are sure to lighten the heavy loads in your life. Your host, Minister Lakiba Wallace, is a profiled author, sought-after radio television personality, and a reputable realtor. Having survived breast cancer has birthed a passion to empower people about health, wellness, and the power of God's love. So whether working in the office or driving in your car, inhale, exhale, and relax, because your rest is not too far. Just position one foot in front of the other by faith. Then you'll experience the wonders of living day by day. Now introducing your host, Minister Lakiba Wallace.
Gina, what's up, family? Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of the hottest radio show in the nation. Of course, that is the Living Day by Day show. I like to call it the LDBD because it just sounds better like that. You know, when you use an acronym, it just has a little bit more depth to it. But how's everybody doing out there? I am so thankful to all of the supporters and all of the haters. You got to always acknowledge the haters, you know, because the haters push you farther. So I'm opening this show up today. Yes, this is Minister Lakiba, and I am thanking all of the haters. I thank you, because when you hate, that's when God shows himself strong. Y'all better get this mic, because you know I will preach a word if you give me a word. You just got to give me one word. I don't need two. Just give me one word. But thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast of the Living Day by Day show. I'm excited always because God is doing amazing things despite of what it looks like, despite of what you think, despite of what you do or don't do. God is blessing the platform of the Living Day by Day show, and I am elated to have the hottest radio personality, author, to be a part of this show. The co-host of the Living Day by Day show is none other than Preach Elder Brown. Preach, how are you today, sir?
What? Who is that guy?
Who's that?
Who is that guy you're talking about? Must be that man in the street again. What's up, radio listeners? This is your boy. That's right. It is Preach Elder Brown. And let me tell you, it is going down today. If you're ready to laugh, we're going to laugh. If you're ready to cry laughing, you're going to cry laughing. Let me tell you, that's when you know you got the best laugh, is when you cry while you laughing. You know what I'm talking about? One of those cries where you're sitting up there and somebody then cracks a joke and you are crying laughing. Well, let me tell you on today, they said that laughter is the best medicine, so you're going to take this medicine today. Look, you're going to take this medicine today. This is your boy, Preach Elder Brown, with Lakiba Wallace, and we are going in on today, so I'm just going to let you know, this ain't going to be the type of show where we're going to say sit back and relax, because it ain't going to be no relaxing on today. We're going to, look, you're going to have some, you're going to hurt your face today. Yeah, just like that, in that order. You're going to hurt your face today. That's what he just said. He just said he just said. So you sit on back. This is Preach Elder Brown Preach, and we're going to go on in and do what we got to do. Today's guest is none other. You know what? I'm going to sit back. I said I wasn't going to sit back. I'm going to sit back, because I need to laugh. Look, this is Thursday, and I feel like it's Friday. I'm ready to laugh right now. I'm going to job on tomorrow and be like, what you laughing at? Well, you don't know what kind of night I had last night. That's why I'm laughing. I'm wearing my socks.
Right.
Come on, let's do this. It is going down.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
God is truly amazing, and I just want to tell all the listeners and the supporters, and I know, again, we do have some haters that's on the line. You are welcome to the Living Day by Day show, but we have only one rule on this show, that you mute yourself if you are in the chat room or if you're holding to speak to either the guests that we have or myself or Elder Preach Other Brown Preach, just please make sure you mute your show, your phone, because this is a live. Somebody say live. You know how they do in church. Somebody say live. This is a live show. So if your baby mama in the background, you might need to tell her to just sit down for right now. If your baby daddy in the background, just tell him to hold on for a minute. The Living Day by Day show is on. I do, however, want you to call somebody, tell somebody. You're going to gossip anyway, so you might as well bring some real gossip and let them know that the hottest radio show is broadcasting live right now. That's the Living Day by Day show. I am not going to labor the time. You know, radio hosts always say that because I can talk, but we have an amazing young man that has taken opportunity out of his busy schedule to be a part of the Living Day by Day show, and I'm excited about that. So I'm going to kick it right in gear. I'm going to get right on in and present to some and introduce to others. This guy here really needs no introduction whatsoever, but you know we got to do it anyway. So I am elated to have the opportunity to have Rodney Perry, comedian, actor, writer, and former co-host of BET's Late Night Talk Show, The Monique Show, to be a guest right here, guys, on the Living Day by Day show. So please help me welcome to the set for the very first time, none other than Mr. Rodney Perry.
What's up?
What's
up? How y'all doing?
We're good.
Thank you so much for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. How are you doing, Rodney?
Very good, very good. Just working hard, you know, taking care of these babies.
Well, hey, we can definitely appreciate a brother who is taking care of his babies because we know that there are some. Oh, that's for another show, so we're not going to get into that today.
Don't do that.
However, because we might be on this call forever talking about that.
But I know,
I'm excited.
Right?
I'm just excited to have you on the Living Day by Day show. You have traveled the world. You are doing great things, and I know everybody knows Rodney Perry, but I'd like to afford to you the opportunity to just tell the listeners and the viewers and maybe some of your haters who you brought on, because you will, some of our haters are listening too, just take the opportunity and share with them who Rodney Perry is, and please, please do not forget to tell them all the wonderful things, despite what they thought, despite what they said. Please take some time to tell them about the wonderful blessings that God is doing in your life.
Wow, where do I start? I mean, it's so many blessings from your health to, God dang it, from your health to your ability to take care of your family, you know. I'm a comedian, first and foremost, I'm a comedian. I'm a father, I'm a husband, been married 19 years. My wife and I have 6 children, 5 girls and a boy. And, you know, the long and the short of it is we just keep building this brand. I've had opportunities. You may know me from the Monique Show. You may know me from Madea's Big Happy Family or the Johnson Family Vacation with Steve Harvey and Sid the Entertainer. I do movies. I do TV. I'll do your birthday party if you catch me on the right. And, you know, long and the short of it is that I couldn't have done this journey without God, you know, and he's constantly been a presence in my life. And keep giving us, you know, these chances to get it right.
Awesome. That's so amazing. And you know, something really stuck out that you said about, you know, you keep on just building your brand, because I think all too often people think that, you know, Rodney Perry or, you know, Preach Other Brown Preach or Minister Lakeeva, we just popped up out of the woodwork somewhere, and that's not the case.
Ma'am.
I mean, we've been on the scene grinding and believing that God is able to do exactly what he has said he's going to do in our lives. So thank you so much. I appreciate your tenacity to the ministry of comedy, because people, you know, need to laugh more. So I really commend you for just staying in the game, if you will, to be able to showcase your talents to people across the world who really need to laugh. But I want to start really from this point and ask, how did you get into comedy? I mean, I got into radio because of my diagnosis with breast cancer, and God just catapulted me into the media industry, if you will. It wasn't something I went to school for. But as I went through cancer and chemo and radiation and all that kind of stuff, God clearly said Living Day by Day radio.
Wow.
And then Living Day by Day TV and Living Day by Day magazine. So I'm excited about that. So I know that there's a purpose or a reason and a mission behind how Rodney Perry got into comedy.
Well, I had a teacher in second grade that would let me tell jokes at the end of the day if I would shut up throughout the course of the day. So this path has been set out for me for quite some time, and it took a much longer time to find another profession, but you know that's life, you know. And you know, there's so many milestones. It was opportunities to host shows and work with people like Sid the Entertainer, or when I got opportunity to work with Monique or Bill Bellamy. You know, all of those things kind of add to the journey. And when you start looking at the reasons why, there's not always a reason why. You know, I've often asked God, why me? And he always answers me, why not you? You know, and I look at my bigger purpose is to help lighten the collective burden, because you never know what people are going through. And they'll come to a comedy show, and for a few minutes, they get to depart from that.
Now, that's what I call good comedy there. Listen, Rodney Perry, this is Preach Other Brown, man. It's so great to have you on the show. And I tell you, I'm already laughing just at some of the small stuff you say, because you don't understand. When you're a comedian, this is not something that you're trying to do. This is something that you live. This is something that that's in you. And then I noticed that, you know, you've worked with so many different people in your craft. You mentioned Bill Bellamy, and I know you worked with Jamie Foxx and Martin Lawrence and Monique, and of course, I'm sure you connected with Tyler Perry. So what would be your greatest experience working with those type of comics? What has been your greatest experience?
Man, you know what? Each one of those people are kind of dynamic. And as a up-and-coming comedian, you take little pieces from everybody. So like Steve Harvey was the consummate businessman. So being around him, you kind of got a chance to learn the business, you know, and then – You know, I remember Steve Harvey getting samples of suits and shoes when I was working for him 15 years ago. And so, you know, he kind of let us know that, okay, you're a comedian, but you also can be more than that. You can be more than that. And then Cedric the Entertainer, he made everybody feel like family. Like watching him was like watching your cousin talk at a family reunion. And he made everybody feel like, you know, Cedric never met a stranger. I mean, I remember one time we were going through an airport in Memphis, and he got on the phone and talked to somebody's mama for like 15 minutes. And I was like, that's how you take care of your fans. And then, of course, Monique is just kind of a combination of all of those great guys and all of those great people. She's got all of the love you can give. She's got the professionalism. She's got the jokes. And I always say, you know, my pedigree made a better me. Courts of Kings and the Queen prepared me for TV. And what I mean
wow.
when I say that, I got to work with kings. You know, I got to work with the kings of comedy, almost all of them except Bernie. So, and they respect me as a peer too, which is all you want when you start signing up. I mean, you know, when Tom Joyner come and tell y'all one day he love y'all show, that's going to feel
mm-hmm.
good. And so it's the same thing. It's the same thing when your peers recognize you in comedy. So I've been really blessed to have some of the A talent to be able to sit close to them and learn, because a lot nowadays everybody wants to be famous, but nobody wants to put in a service, you know. And you're gonna have to serve somebody before God allows you to lead.
Wow, and that's impressive, because you're saying things such as you were able to, maybe I shouldn't use the word sideline, but you were able to actually see things from a different angle.
Yeah.
And
sideline is okay. Sideline
okay,
is okay.
Okay, We'll do that. We'll say sideline. You know, sideline. That thing has been so destroyed.
Joe Montana was on the sideline.
Brett
Favre was on the sideline. You know what I mean? So you're going to have to learn before you get that shot. And I'm okay with that.
So even on the fine line, as you will, you were able to learn certain things, but then in that learning process, you were still able to keep your own identity. Because I noticed that a lot of times when we're sitting on the fine line, for example, the Scottie Pippen and sitting on the line and watching Jordan and like, wow, everybody wants to be like Mike. Well, I want to be like Mike, but I really want to be like myself doing what Mike does. You were able to keep your identity. So did you ever find maybe a struggle, for example, looking at Sandman, you ever seeing yourself like, okay, I would love to be like them, but I would like to just keep my own identity. Did you ever struggle with that?
That's a great question. First time I ever been asked that. That is a really good question. I was always very deliberate with my personal brand in terms of, maintaining who I was. And it's easy to get lost. I think Cedric, who is like, I count as one of my mentors, right? Cedric and I had kind of a thing because I was a lot like him. Like, I was a kind of chubby, dark-skinned guy. I was in his lane. So where he would take me under his wing and show me some things, I always knew that there was a shelf life to our relationship because we were so similar. And so that's why I began to kind of find myself. You know, the journey of the comedian is exactly what you just asked. It's finding your voice. It's finding your way to communicate. And so early Rodney Perry is very, very heavily influenced by Richard Pryor. But the catch 22 of a comedian is if you love a comic and you emulate them too much, that person ends up not liking you because you're still in their essence. So to grow up and want to be like Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy, you know, I really had to find my voice fairly quickly. And so it's a long process, but it's a process that I wouldn't trade for the world because it helped me kind of, you know, develop who I am now.
And you kept your identity, and that's what really, you know, in this world, everything is about branding. You know, when they see a symbol, they recognize that symbol because it's branded. And you know, for example, like, you know, Donald Trump, this guy has these goofy-looking hats, and everybody likes them. But he branded it, so when you see the hat, you know it's of him. So it's it's not easy to brand because branding says I'm standing out so that when people see my stuff, they know it's my stuff and it ain't anyone else's, which drives me to, you know, my second question, which is there anyone that you would like to work with that you have not worked with already? Now, I'm a spiritual man, so I do, you know, I believe the Bible says speak those things as though they were. So when you speak it, now don't be surprised you get a call tomorrow and they take you in the office. But is there anybody that you would say that, you know, you would love to work with that you have not worked with yet?
Let's go down a list of, what's this young man? Well, I'm a huge Don Cheadle fan. I would love to work with him as an actor.
Wow. Okay.
I'm a Chris Rock fan. You know, I think he speaks to this generation comedically. There's a producer. He's with Rainforest Films. What's his name? Will Packer. That could happen. I would love to work with Will Packer, man. I think he's just a really smart guy, and he's out there. And he created, from what we know of the Drumline movies and the Twa movies years ago, he parlayed that into Ride Along. And you know, I just think I find him to be really an awesome guy, you know. And so that's a short list, you know, of some of the people I like to work with that I haven't worked with.
Now, I got one question. There's another one, but it's a funny one. Would you ever preach a stand-up, a comic scene? You know what I mean? I know it sounds kind of crazy, but.
No. That's what. I mean, I used to do a character on the Monique show. Before we did television, we did radio. And Monique came to me one day in the studio. She said, Rodney, I need a character. Give me a character. And I was like, all right. And I had a character called The Reverend Ain't Saying Nothing. And the Reverend Ain't Saying Nothing, it was kind of a play on the fact that, you know, there's a lot of quote-unquote ministers out there that kind of don't be saying nothing. I mean, they're not scripturally sound. They're not biblically sound. They just be talking.
You're preaching, Doc.
And so I created this character, Reverend Ain't Saying Nothing, and, man, it really became a hit really kind of quickly. So, yes, to answer your question, yes, I do have done stuff like that, yeah.
See, you know, this minister Lakeitha, you don't open the door now. So if I go to a church and the Reverend ain't saying nothing, I'm going to just get up and say, the Reverend ain't saying nothing because of Rodney Pierce.
I have a word.
Yeah.
I love that. That's amazing.
Anytime Monique sees me, she makes me do that character. So, yeah, to this day.
I love that. I want to take a little turn because, you know, a lot of times you hear people say that comedy is not ministry. And you also hear people say
that?
Those.
Who says that?
And, you know, there's
that?
A lot of people that, you know, oh, my God, I remember about a year or so ago, I always do this event called Comedy for a Cure. And, you know, we're not going to name anybody, but we are going to talk about it. And one of the young ladies who came to the event, I don't know why she didn't catch Comedy for a Cure. She felt like the comedy was inappropriate, even though it was a gospel comedian, E-Love, who does amazing things. Comedian Wall Street was there. Lady Q was there. I mean, the house was packed with some great talent. And she hit me up afterwards and said she wanted her money back because she was a vendor. Mind you, it was $50, but that's another show. But
Come
she
on.
Wanted her money back, and she felt like the comedy was inappropriate. And so there are a level of people out there who feel like comedy is, you know, comedy has no place in the church. And so what is your response to that when you run, and I'm sure you do, you run into someone who feels like, you know, what you do, you shouldn't get paid for it. If you do it, you should do it free. It's not ministry. You know, people don't really want to hear it. They want to come and hear a sermon, get in and get out, because the Reverend is preaching something. So what is your thoughts to that?
I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion. You know, when you hear the word, the gospel, you hear good news. To make a person laugh is to make a person lighter. Is comedy always apropos in the pulpit? Maybe not. You know, like I've been to churches, I've done, you know, events at churches where they kind of station you in the pulpit. That's always felt kind of like off to me, but I know what they're doing because that's kind of the focal point of the room. But, you know, I mean, that's where the word should be coming from. So I get that. But, you know, other than that, I mean, just the core of what comedy is, It don't have, you know, it's making people better. That's what I think. And as long as it's not off color in the church, you're not talking about sex and stuff like that, you know, I mean, I'm very deliberate with my comedy. I mean, I could have went the gospel comedy route. I decided not to because I like to be able to communicate whatever subject I want to. I have gospel comedy friends, and they play churches all over the country. It's a little more acceptable now than it was maybe 10 years ago, you know. But, you know, still there's going to be diehard church folks that ain't trying to hear. And it ain't necessarily Christian. It's church folks, which is another animal to me.
Mm-hmm. You know, I agree with
church
that.
Folks,
I mean,
church folks be the ones tripping, you know. I ain't know y'all ain't supposed to do that now.
And, you know, I don't think it would be any different from what those folks say to a pastor who's preaching or to a comedian who's bringing forth a ministry via laughter. So I'm sure you know, and I agree with that. You're just going to have those folks
but,
and you got to learn how to.
The same people that complain will complain if it wasn't no comic. You know what I mean? How come y'all never had no comic? You know, it'll be the same people, you know. So, you know, I she may have had some financial issues. Give her little $50 back and be like, you know what, maybe next time, ma'am.
Well, she was cracking a joke there because we don't even give back refunds in the church. They know that. That ain't funny.
Ain't no refunds.
You're the comedian right now, but I got to be funny, too. You know, you ain't never went to a church and there's a refund. The only time you see refund in the church, and I hope the pastor's not on, I hope my apostle's not on, he should be preaching right about now.
He should be.
The only refund that you get in the church is, hey, I put $20 in the basket, can you give me $15 back? That's the only refund you get in the church.
I need $6 back.
Really?
Right. I need $5, I need $6 back.
Oh, my God. Right. I mean, that what you say, that is the truth, nothing but the truth and the whole truth, Your Honor. But, you know, we ain't going to argue over those $50. So I said, sister, you can get these $50 back, okay? It is not that serious.
Right.
But I want to know, how do you come up with your, you know, how do you come up with your material, if you will? I mean, you know, preachers, pastors, I mean, we in the Bible, we pulling things out, we studying, we doing all that kind of stuff. So how do you come up with your comedy, and then what happens if you are, you know, you're booked so much? I mean, are you sharing the same stuff? I mean, does God speak to you to share this stuff? I mean, so how does that whole comedy on the stage thing really start?
That's another great question. We do not share material. You will inevitably have somebody to help you write at some point. You know, depending, you know, like I did a TV show for Bounce TV called Off the Chain. I had some guys that helped me write because I needed so much material, you know, that, you know, I just needed some help. So that's the quick answer. How do you come up with stuff? We don't have the luxury of having a great text like the Bible, so you kind of have to, you know, create. I mean, and you kind of listen to yourself. You watch the world. I mean, a lot of stuff comes from my wife and my family, and, you know, that's kind of where, you know, a lot of the material kind of comes from. And, you know, my wife will tell me sometimes, don't say that, but, you know, if she want to keep eating around here, she just be quiet and let me say what I'm going to say.
She ain't listening to this show right now, is she?
Yeah, ain't nobody scared of her. Ain't nobody scared of her, first of all. Let's start this.
Oh my God! So what is next for Rodney Perry? I mean, you've been on stage, on platforms with so many different well-known comedians. I mean, God is blessing, doing great things. And so, what's next for you? I know I got an email a little while ago about see the signs of Rodney Perry Live, 29 Ways Men Cheat. Is that you? I was like, what is he doing now?
No. Well, that's my radio show, and I actually had that young man I interviewed this week. His name is Curran Keith, and he had this whole concept about me, and he's kind of a crackpot if I keep it real with y'all, but it was interesting. It was an interesting show.
So what's next for you? I mean, you're definitely doing a lot of things. I saw that you, and I forget the young lady's name, excuse me, but I saw you did something with cancer. I think it was a few years or so ago. I know Lady Q was there, a few other people was there. And so I said, 2016, I might have to have you on my platform for a comedy for a cure coming up. I got a few heavy hitter comedians that I've been dialoguing with, so we're trying to really blow Atlanta up in 2016 in October in honor of breast cancer survivors and those who were in the fight. But what else are you aspiring to do? TV, I mean, you're on radio, you're doing all that stuff, you're all over, you know, the radio lines, if you will. So, I mean, what's the TV stuff that's coming for you?
Well, I'm developing a game show right now. And that's been in the works for like about a year or so now. I'm also working on I'm writing a series of short films about comedy. So that's in the works right now, and I just completed like 2 independent movies, and I got another one coming down the pipe. I mean, you know, we try to stay kinetic and always working, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And I know Preach Brown asked about, you know, all these different people that you've worked with. I'm sure it has been an honor to work with them, but I want to know specifically, you talked a lot about Steve Harvey. I mean, Steve Harvey name, you know, he needs no introduction. Everybody knows Steve Harvey, but I mean, is he really as silly as he is? I mean, how is it like to, I mean, can you work around him because he's so silly? What is that like?
I mean, you know, he's really a serious guy, to be honest. I mean, Steve Harvey is like, you know, that's why what comes to mind when I think about him is his business. I mean, Cedric is more silly than Steve. You know, me and Monique are more silly than Steve, to be honest. You know, Steve Harvey is really, I mean, I hate to bust your bubble, but Steve don't be playing, man. Steve be trying to get that money.
Right.
Steve, I'm the school principal, man. You don't even want to go to the principal's office. It's like, you know, they fail me. Don't even give me
well
word. I already know I'm going to fail. I ain't going.
Well said, dude, because Steve Harvey is not a game, you know. And he gave me some great advice, though. Like, he was like, Nephew Tommy, who was on the show with him, Nephew Tommy and I used to write for him when he had a show called Steve Harvey's Big Time. And so every day he would drop a jewel on you, you know. Oh, nice play.
Wow.
He would say little stuff. He's like, Robbie P, are you sure you want this? You know, I mean, he said, I can't go to the mall with my wife. I can't just, you know, go to Applebee's and have dinner with my family. He said, it always turned into something. He said, you got to make sure you want this now why it don't matter, you know. And stuff like that, man, will really help you kind of put life in a perspective. And he would give us like real like big jewels like that every day. So Steve is cool again. Bill Bellamy is one of the coolest guys I've ever been around. And then you also have people that nobody knows to give you little nuggets of wisdom. Like it's this guy Tony Royster who told me one day I was coming off the stage. He said, Roger, why are you on stage with all that stuff in your pocket? And I, you know, I had my wallet, I had some keys, some change. He said, man, all that's distracting. He said, and to this day, if you see me on stage, I don't have nothing in my pocket.
Wow. Now, you know, it's amazing that, you know, you mentioned, and I mean, I think of, when I think of comedy, and it's just funny to me because, like, you know, like Lakeitha said, you know, for preachers, you know, we study and we, you know, we read the word and we, you know, go through a encyclopedia and we pick out big words that we can only say alone. Then we get in person, we kill the word, and then we look so deep. But I knew I had that word at home. I said it right, but I'm in front of y'all. Y'all know what I was trying to say. But there's got to be some kind of comedian, you know, hierarchy god or something that y'all talk to, because a lot of the stuff that you get are home run. They're home run hitters. And, you know, it kind of brings to my next question, which is, you know, sometimes comics are, they're viewed insensitive due to making fun of people. Now, here's a big one. Making fun of people such as, like, Eddie Murphy, Bill Cosby, Richard Pryor, Jay Leno, how have you yourself been able to be invisible as it relates to the critics, you know, making fun of certain people? Because we know that Cat Williams and what was the other guy named? Kevin Hart, you know, they made it big by talking about, you know, your left foot is bigger than the other, and, you know, is that your hairline or is that spray in? How have you been able to, well, you know, back that, be invisible to the critics?
Well, I don't think I'm invisible. It's just, I really don't, I kind of deliberately don't take that route. I mean, to be honest, it's like everything else. You just kind of, you know, we're in a much, our society is so, how do I put this? I mean, because of social media, all of us are under a magnifying glass. So stuff that used to be, you could say, you can't even say no more. You know, so, or you kind of have to not care, if that makes any sense. You kind of have to not care what anybody thinks.
So is it
I agree with that. I'm going to have to jump in here because, you know, this is Minister Lakiba. For those of you who are listening, thank you so much for listening to the Living Day by Day show. You are listening to the voice of comedian Rodney Perry, and I love what you said, you know, because it's real true. You cannot listen to what people say that are speaking against you, because when God gave you your talents, when he spoke to Rodney Perry about what Rodney Perry is supposed to do, I don't think that there was anybody else there. Gave those instructions to you.
Right,
so it's you to run with. You cannot sit around and, you know, and say, oh, you know, somebody said this and somebody said that. It really doesn't matter. And, you know, all too often people really think that that's being arrogant or, you know, you're pompous or, you know, you're just, you know, just flat out just don't really care what anybody say. And it's really not that, but you have to build up a sense of I am sold out for what I know God has called me to do. And anybody who is speaking against that, it really doesn't matter. I said, and this show is not about me, but I said a few weeks ago, I told someone that my magazine has truly, it's not a Christian magazine, not that I'm ashamed of that because I am a minister, but for the past 3.5 years, we've featured nothing but people of the cloth, if you will, you know.
And now
I'm really trying to dive into the secular arena. That's not going to negate the calling that's on my life. I'm going to still be a minister. I'm not going to allow anybody to, you know, penetrate their thinking onto me. But and people are saying, well, I don't think you should do that. I don't really care what you say. I mean, a prophetess came to my church and spoke that very word over my life. It was just confirmation. So I really agree with that, what you said. Go forth in what God has called you to do. And I think it's evident with all the platforms that you've been on.
Sometimes people are just not going to understand. Like, I believe that God is like this. I think God has chosen some unlikely people to do some really powerful things. And, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that Rodney Perry is a pastor by no means, but I'm going to get to touch some people that you as a pastor is never going to see. And so if they can sit there and watch me and maybe ask me a question afterwards and go, hey, how'd you do this? Then that's a win for the kingdom. That's the way we got to look at it. Like, you know, we're not against each other. And that's the thing that, you know, like I did an event for Pastor Keon down in Houston, Texas, and he was really progressive in having myself and Jonathan Slocum come out to his church. But, I mean, there's a lot of churches, like you said before, that wouldn't even consider that. So it is what it is.
Awesome. Looks like, Rodney, we have a caller that is in queue. And, you know, we have some house rules caller. So I'm going to open up your lines, but, you know, keep it clean, keep it professional. Make sure you tell everybody who's around you that they need to be quiet for a little bit because this is a live show. So, caller, you're calling from area code 870. Again, you're calling from area code 870. Do you have a comment or question for our guest comedian, Rodney Perry? Going once.
Okay.
You know how they say going once, going twice. Caller 870 area code. Do you have a question or comment? All right. What's that? I don't know where 870 is. I don't know. Maybe the prison. I don't know.
Well, they call it from the prison. That's really funny. I mean,
ain't nothing funny up in there.
Yeah, ain't nothing funny up in there.
Hey, it's the prison ministry. Well, Rodney, I tell you, I've followed you for quite some time. I know when you are still on Blog Talk Radio, I believe. I still get, you know, the invites to listen to your show on Blog Talk. And so Some people sometimes downplay, you know, different opportunities that you may have. And so I want you to talk a little bit about that. Is there certain areas or certain things that you're not going to do? If people don't think internet radio is where it's at. Some people don't think, oh, God, I would never go in a club and do comedy. Oh, I would never go in, into this particular place and do this, that, or the other. Are there any areas or anything that is just a cutoff for Rodney Perry? You know, so for those of you who may want him to come to the strip club, I'm getting ready to give him the opportunity to let him tell you whether or not he will come.
I'm gonna be at the strip club now. I think the major thing that's on my don't do list is, like, you know, I'm not a fan of that kissing no man thing. You know, that ain't gonna happen in Rodney Perry world. You know, and that's not to downplay anybody that's willing to do it. It's just not something I'm willing to do. You know, and so that's kind of it as far as, you know, where I'll go my comedy. I'm not a big fan of working colleges. You know, I got kids. I got enough kids here. So I'm just not a big fan of working colleges because it feels like I'm at home with my own kids. But other than that, I mean, I have jokes and it will travel. So I don't mind getting out there and telling them with the best of them.
Awesome. That's so amazing, y'all. And you know what? It's so funny because y'all know I'm Philly. I'm not a comedian, but I'm straight Philly. You cannot go through chemo, radiation, and multiple surgeries and not come out Philly. You just can't.
Yeah.
So the person who's calling from 870, I'm so ashamed because that's my BFF. It's none other than celebrity stylist Precious Thornton. And so I'm sorry. Yeah, she just hit me up. She's silly too, so.
Right.
Hey, Precious Thornton. She's not calling from the prison, y'all, at all. She is not prison material. But we thank you, Precious, for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you travel a lot. She's also an artist as well, can sing like nobody can usher in the spirit of God like nobody can. You're out there. You need your hair did, not done, did. You need your hair did. Celebrity stylist Precious Thornton is the one that you want to definitely hit up. She's all over social media, all that kind of stuff, so make sure that you reach out to her. So thank you again, Precious, for calling in to the show. That means a lot, guys. That speaks volumes. And so, Rodney, tell all the listeners out there how they may be able to book you. I mean, sometimes people feel like, you know, you reach a certain platform, you reach a certain plateau, and nobody can get you. I must say that when I called, reached out to, I believe, your manager, it was easy for me, and so. But I know some people, it's hard. You know, you get to a certain level and they can't reach you because, you know, you're right up there next to God. You're in the suite next to God, and nobody can reach you because you have a watch.
Hilarious. My website is rodneyperry.com. You know, that's the best way to book me, and you know, my assistant, my team, Miss Madeline. Agruso, she's kind of my point of contact for all of that stuff, and she can generally guide you in the right direction if you want to do some work. So, I mean, that's kind of the quick answer. Other than that, you know, we'll play anything. If you got a room full of people that want to laugh, I'll come do it.
Now, here's some do's and do things and do nots. Now, I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, but I'm always in trouble. I spend
you don't care
my
about
time
getting in trouble.
No, I really don't. I really don't. That's why they call me Preach El Brown, because I'm going to preach about anything. It don't matter what it is. But what about laughing at funerals? Because funerals are so serious. And I understand, we know we miss a loved one. But had I cracked a joke at my grandma's funeral, they probably would have banned me. What is your take on the seriousness? I'm just being honest. My mom ain't listening right now, but I love you, Mama. I really do. When I come home. But when you think of a serious environment, how can you go into a serious environment and make everybody laugh? Is there a technique that has to be, you know, has to be done where you don't get people to throw shoes and books at you? How do you overtake a serious environment?
You just got to be silly. That's all. You know, you just kind of, again, you kind of got to, you kind of have to not give a dang. You know, you got to be like, okay, I don't know if y'all going to like this, but here we go. And you go for it. I mean, it's really a test in being fearless.
Wow.
You know, and you got to be fearless. You know, it's like anything else. You got to be not afraid.
And see, this is why I ask that, Rodney, is because if you notice in a lot of funerals, you can even go on YouTube and you go to some, you know, funerals that's up and coming, and I'm not being insensitive, but I know
yes, you are.
I'm not being insensitive. But when you go to the funerals, I guarantee you, someone is going to say, "Man, I remember when so and so. You remember so and so used to wear that," and they start laughing.
Right.
You know, they talk about, "Oh, this person used to do this," and you know, they crack. You know, we were at my grandmother's funeral, and it wasn't even about me, but they laughed at me because I had wore something that was different than most people would wear at a funeral. And they said, "Yeah, y'all remember when Cousin walked through there and the way G-Mon turned around and looked at him in that chair?" And they started laughing. I got offended because I'm like, this is the funeral. Why are y'all? But then I understand that even at a funeral, we don't always want to sit there and just be stale-faced.
You know,
so
that's
why
part
I mention
of my
it, because
wishes.
A lot of times they crack jokes at funerals.
That's part of my wishes. I told my wife, if I go before her, I want my funeral to be a comedy show. I want my friends to come out and tell jokes and tell stories about me. And then, you know, and I want a headline. I want to play some tape of me, you know, one of my best comedy sets. And that's what my funeral is going to be. You know, you got to vibe it out, though. I mean, to answer your question, you know, there's not always a way to be funny in those situations. So you, as a comedian, you kind of learn what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. You know what I mean? If that
right.
makes any sense. You know.
Well,
right now I'm being
funny. I'm probably hitting off some really good laughs, but then tomorrow it becomes serious because it's payday, and I'm not gonna be funny that kind of get.
Ain't nothing funny
you know,
with it.
No, I'm gonna be Steve Harvey.
Silly.
I'm gonna be real serious. Like, is this all my check? Are y'all gonna mail me the other half? Okay, you know.
Right.
And you know, I'm cracking my side over here when you talked about this you, Elder Brown, about the people laughing at you going up to the funeral. You know, I just got to ask. You ain't have no high waters on, did you?
Of course.
No. I was close to wearing some red bottoms. The shoes, if y'all don't know what that is, they got some new shoes out there for the men. They call them red bottoms. Watch out.
All right, now. But as long as you wasn't in the water, then you all right.
Right, you should be fine. Yeah.
Y'all know I'm silly. But, Rodney, thank you so much. I think we could probably stay on this interview forever and ever. But, you know, it is just a joy to be able to have you to be a guest on the Living Day by Day show. Laughter is definitely good. It's something that we all need to invest in on a regular basis. So you're out there. I'm going to let Rodney give his contact information again. I want you to make sure you book him. Call him, book him, but make sure you ain't got no EBT card because we're trying to get cash. We're not trying to take EBT cards. This is cash. Georgia Power, don't take EBT. So, if you got your money right, your dollars are recognizing each other, then we want you to reach out. Elder Brown and I want you to reach out to our guest, comedian Rodney Perry, who is taking the world by storm, doing what God has called him to do. And that's just simply comedy. That's to make you laugh. That is to make sure that all that stress you have on your job, at home, wherever it might be, he's just trying to make you laugh. And he's well qualified. You know, for those of you who know him, for those of you who may not know him, he has traveled the world, an actor, a writer, former co-host of BET's late night talk show, The Monique Show. Y'all know Monique is crazy. So hit him up. Hit him up. And so, Rodney, just take a couple seconds to tell everybody how they may be able to book you for their next event or next conference or whatever it might be.
Yes, ma'am. Go to the website, RodneyPerry.com. That's where all the great information is. That's where we kind of keep everything housed. My social media on Twitter, I'm at Rodney Perry. on Instagram. I'm Rodney Perry Live, and on Black Christians Meet, I'm Rodney Perry Kind of Sexy, something like that. I made that up. That's not true.
See, that's what I say. You don't know when they be.
Right.
Like, what? Y'all was like, what's Black Christians Meet?
Y'all silly.
I know
they had
that.
Oh, wow. Well, Rodney, I'm going to keep
Googling it.
Y'all are silly, man. I promise you. This show has really been amazing. Rodney, I'm definitely going to be in touch with you. I would love for you to be a part of the Comedy for a Cure 2016. Some of your fellow comedians are going to be gracing the stage with that. We're going to do something really, really big in 2016. We're already planning for it. Location has been found and will be secured early part of next week, if not tomorrow, if we can come to an agreement. So look forward to that. Again, thank you so much for taking the time to be a guest on the Living Day by Day show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. Y'all have a blessed day.
You are welcome. Well, guys, there you have it. That was, y'all know we bring some heavy hitters up here on the Living Day by Day show, myself and Preach Elder Brown Preach. We bring some heavy hitters, and I tell you, that was a heavy hitter in the comedian industry, if you will. And so I'm excited, Elder Brown. How about you? I think that interview was absolutely fantastic. He did an awesome job in just really talking about the ministry of comedy and telling people who he is. He's no stranger to, you know, the stage. He's no stranger to a multitude of, you know, some big-time comedians.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I enjoyed it very much. So, as you said, it's simply as a ministry because, you know, laughter is good medicine, and it does us well, even in, you know, situations where you want to cry, situations where you feel like throwing in the towel, when you find laughter, not to be insensitive, but to be sensitive to know that, you know, today you may frown, tomorrow may be a smile. So I thought it was very, very powerful. How he brought everything home with the experience and talking about family and being well-rounded. So we definitely really appreciate having Rodney Perry on this show. It was a phenomenal show.
Absolutely. I'm excited as well. And thank you also to his manager, Madeline, for who's very prompt, guys. You reach out to her, I promise you she's going to reach back very timely. Preach Elder Brown Preach, we have just a couple seconds before this show comes to an end. Please tell the listeners how they may be able to get in contact with you, get your book, and also have you come and preach a word in their church or wherever it might be, because we know that the Spirit of the Lord is inside of you.
Oh, I felt my help coming on right about there.
That's right, y'all.
I felt that. This is Preach Elder Brown. And listen, you can have me in your city. You can have me at your church. Reach out to me. Connect with me. I am on Facebook. You can look at me on there. Preach Elder Brown Preach. Follow my tweets. I'm also tweeting. I'm tweeting every 5 minutes, ham sandwich, turkey legs, and banana peas. I'm always tweeting something. So look at me over there on Twitter at Preach Elder Brown Preach, also on Twitter. And also on Instagram, I have been held ransom. No one paid my ransom, but I decided to go ahead and open up an Instagram. So I am on Instagram showing ministry pictures and things of that nature. Also, if you are interested in getting any of the books that I have just released, you can get those books. Reach out to me on Facebook at Preach Elder Brown Preach, and you can get your book signed and delivered to you straight from me. I might even show up in your city and bring you your book, you know. also, keep in mind, I will be in Minnesota in the upcoming within the next couple of weeks or so, and from Minnesota, I'll be in Florida, Tallahassee, Florida. So just stay tuned to my page, and you'll see everything so that you can follow me while I follow Christ. And I will come and preach a word at your ministry. Reach out to me at Preach Elder Brown Preach, and we can go from there.
Awesome. That is amazing. I can't talk about it yet, but you know, you and I have something major coming up in March or April of 2016 is going to, oh my God, it's going to be on fire. We've already confirmed two heavy hitters, if you will. You got to say it like that, hitters. Oh my God, these young ladies are known to explode. And so they have amazing testimonies, you know, and I'm excited about the lineup that God has, you know, that you're going to be one of the speakers. I'm going to be one of the speakers. And so these other two, actually three young ladies, is just going to be amazing. So I'm excited. We're still in the beginning stages of, you know, getting everything organized, but stay tuned. I'll give you more information with that. This is Minister Lakiba and Elda Brown signing off of the Living Day by Day show. It's been an amazing show. Thank you so much, Rodney Perry, for being a guest on the Living Day by Day show. We know laughter does the body good. I know you thought it was milk, but it is laughter that does the body good. Y'all know I like to close my show out by saying, I love you real good. Somebody trying to steal that too, but that's okay. Y'all know I love you real good. Preach Elder Brown, and I love you so good. It's so good. Oh, yeah. It's so rich. It's so real. It's nothing you can do about it. So until next time, peace, blessings, love, all of that. We out.
Peace.